Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Cavaliers continue their unbeaten ways. They cap off a 131-122 victory to get to 9-0 last night with Donovan Mitchell. 29 points. Cavs shot 48% from three. So did the Pelicans. That's what's crazy about this game. Like, you think, what is it going to take to beat the Cavs? Oh, another team shooting 48% from three. Eh, you still win. 131-122.
The Cavs will put a damn winning team on the floor.
So I asked the question before the break, like, is this the best start for a Cleveland team with a new head coach?
Yes.
And the reactions are coming in.
Yes. Are they agreeing?
No, they're not agreeing.
What do you mean?
They're not agreeing.
What do you mean?
Keith Britton says Stefanski getting off to a 9-3 start, way better.
Kevin Stefanski's from Crawford County. He doesn't even know what he's talking about. What's he talking about?
Said not even close.
What do you mean it's not even close?
He's just saying football. Getting off to a 9-3 start in football is way different from basketball.
Do the math. What if they go 9-1 each of their next 10 games? What's their final record? What's their final record? Like Zach Meisel's on paternity leave. Congratulations again, Zach. Another baby for the Meisel family.
If they go,
remember he does like the whole like, hey, if the Guardians go this and this, they will be this and that. So if
72-10.
All right, so that's almost as good as the Golden State Warriors.
That's not
as good as the Browns?
The NBA, what? It's just so easy to lose a game on any given night. They're scheduled losses. You know, the NFL, I don't know, scheduled losses. They're obviously games where if one team has, you know, one less day of rest than the other.
What are you talking about?
Like, I can understand you saying, but you still can overcome it. NBA, normally you just lose games. Just on a random night against anybody.
Yeah.
And they haven't done that. That's what's been amazing about this start is they've even gotten to the point where there have been some games with the Cavaliers. Like I'd say last night, first half, were the Cavs really playing any defense?
No.
All right. That's a game on the road. Not playing any defense.
They weren't playing any defense in the first quarter last night.
The other team shot 48%.
Yeah,
easy to lose. And they still won. Not only did they win, they were up 9. They outscored them by 11 in the third quarter. Like, it would have been very easy for them to say, okay, you know what? Let's get the bench guys in. Let's kind of relax. And the bench guys did get playing time, but like, well, let's enjoy ourselves.
Like, you remember when like Paolo Banchero was out on Friday, correct? And we were like, well, you can't always just guarantee these wins because Golden State, was it last year or the year before, came here with everybody out. And they thought that was just going to be a scheduled loss and they
beat us.
Happens
all the time.
Yeah, that happens all the time in the NBA. What are you talking about?
Kenny,
this is the man who's supposed to lead us in the next...
Kenny Atkinson, after
generation
the game,
of
he got water dumped on him. Water dumped on the head coach after the 9-0 start.
I think you have to. We celebrated in there. They dumped a lot of water on my head. I mean, you have to. This season's so long. You know, it's so hard to win in this league. So when you do have moments like this, you have to celebrate a little.
You guys both criticized the Guardians for celebrating all of their milestones
no,
this year.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
no, no, no.
Did.
No, I did not.
Yes,
that was him.
Did.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
I actually
did.
No, I didn't. I argued
I'm gonna
with him.
Just keep saying yes, you did.
Okay, but I didn't. I did not. For the
and
record.
Now for 9-0, we're doing water showers.
Now, to be
I
fair,
I enjoyed it so much. I actually, a fake celebration that they had.
True.
I enjoyed.
I remember that. I got duped too.
I think the. I mean, last year the Cavs, the let them know medallion.
Oh,
I
yes.
mean, I thought was pretty high school-ish. Are they? Did they retire that?
Well,
by the way,
well, now they're doing let them know water.
Yeah, how often are they going to do it? Is it
I
now every
know.
Game from this point forward?
That's
the
how
winning
people
streak.
Trip and fall and slip.
What do they need to do from here on out?
I've been in that dressing room. They got good carpet in there. It soaks it up.
Well, if they,
well,
they did
were on the road,
oh,
water,
they were on the road. Yeah, that's right. It's
if
New
they
Orleans.
Did water for nine, normally you'd,
Smoothie King Arena is a slip and slide.
Normally, you'd associate that with round numbers, a 10,
yeah.
but they did it at nine.
Well, we had an anniversary party for a fourth anniversary as a station, so I mean, you know,
it is the best start in Cavs history.
Mm-hmm.
It is the best start in NBA history for a coach in, with a new team. It is a milestone of, I don't know that. And I guess that was kind of done in jest. The,
yeah.
The water stuff.
Apparently, it's not as impressive as 9-3 to start the year for
9-3
the Browns.
9-3 to start a football season is pretty impressive.
Two number one overall picks.
When you go on percentage of games.
I didn't say it wasn't impressive. It is impressive. But you had two number one overall picks. And you remember, you had to fire two coaches before that. You fired one coach here. And
well,
there's no
teams,
number one overall
most
pick.
Most teams get to have a number one pick a lot. Or at least a first round pick. The Browns.
Mitch, any other seasons?
Bad one.
We got the ones for that. We mentioned Paul Brown going 9-0 in his first year with the Browns in 46.
He went 7-0.
Or 7-0, excuse me.
Yeah.
And then Stephen Vogt took the Guardians to 17-6 this year, which tied them with 66 and 99 for best start in franchise history.
Mm. It's just tough to battle undefeated.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Like, I understand if, like, the Cavs end up at 13-2, I think then, okay, we can debate what's the better start because that's a start. You just mentioned Stephen Vogt. Like, most people, well, I don't know. What would you say? A lot of people had them to be around 500 or below going into last
year. Before last year,
so
yes.
You're right. That is a great start. It's just tough to ever beat undefeated.
The one thing the start has done, you said they've got four All-Stars. They've already bought themselves votes on that instance of just people are going to go back to and remember this type of start. And go,
that's true.
Oh, yeah. So it doesn't matter what they're doing in January, you know, right before the voting happens. They're going to get a lot of benefit of doubt on that stuff because of the way they started.
All right. The Guardians moving on, bringing back their clubhouse leader. Welcome back, Austin Hedges, to the clubhouse, signing a one-year deal. But for Austin, it's not just going to be about what he does on the field. It's going to be so much more when it comes to the younger guys.
That kid means the world to me. And it's cool that both of us live in Arizona. So him and I are going to be training all offseason. I know both of us have extremely high expectations for each other. We push each other very hard. You know, I feel like Bo got his, you know, his first year of coming into the year as the guy, starting catcher for the whole season, deep playoff run. He learned so much this year. So now, like, all of that stuff that he learned, he's going to use into next season. And if I can just help with that throughout this offseason to prepare him for that, I think we're talking about a serious breakout year for Bo Naylor.
So it's right there from a veteran who's coming back. He is obviously huge in that clubhouse. No-brainer all the way around?
Oh, yeah. Remember, because they lost guys in their clubhouse as far as coaching staff. You need a guy who's basically a coach out there on the field. I don't know how anybody could argue with Washington, unless you just want to go down the Dolan's Cheaps path and say that, oh, this is going to be your big signing because you hate the Dolans, which I guess is your right to do. They are the owners of the baseball team, and so they're open to criticism at any moment, but I just think it makes a lot of sense. It wasn't like they spent all their money on Austin Hedges.
I think the bigger question is, what is going to be the leeway on Bo Naylor? That's the, you know, you keep hearing about mentor. Obviously, Vogt is like, we got to get to Bo Naylor. Like, we've got to turn Bo Naylor around.
Another former catcher.
And so he's thinking, well, if I've got somebody who works with him well and can mentor him. It's not often you hear a player signed, and it seems like it's not just about that player. It's about what he can do with somebody else, because they know they're in
real life Crash Davis, except, you know, he's working with a catcher.
Well, yeah, they're in a desperate situation, I think, with Bo Naylor to try to turn him around.
Yeah, I mean, he's younger, and you have to have a guy like Bo Naylor play well to, because eventually that's going to be a problem for you. That's because you have to hit on these guys. So if he can't get things going offensively, both sides, honestly. I mean, some of the stuff defensively, you kind of look up in the sky and go, what are you doing? But he's got to be better, and they have to invest in him. So this is not just an investment with Austin Hedges being in the clubhouse and being able to go out there and play on getaway days and call games with pitchers. It's also an investment in Bo Naylor, and should be. You still have to try to make that thing work.
All right. LeBron James had 39 points last night.
He did.
Getting back into the NBA, his coach, now that they are 4-4, J.J. Redick did not have time for a bunch of questions.
J.J., you're talking a lot about two or three guys, getting them to put in the effort. You talked a lot about wanting to play hard and LeBron being the guy that played hard in tonight's game. How do you address that with the team? What's your philosophy for approaching that?
I just did.
And he's out.
Oh my God. What a child.
And he's out.
What a child. What a child. It's November 7th.
It's a long season.
I swear to God, this whole thing that everybody, this infatuation that everybody has with J.J. Redick, if he's not bitching, he ain't breathing. If he is not in a bad mood about something, and it's always petty stuff, and you can say, well, he didn't get traded because he wanted to go home. It's the NBA. You trade him to whoever you trade him to. You make the best deal for your team. You know, I could sound defensive of David Griffin going back in the day, but still, you make the best trade for your team. If it doesn't work out, you got millions of dollars. So what? Play the rest of your year. We got to get things figured out. I don't care what Griffin said to him. And it's always some, again, it's a personal teardown every time he was on TV.
Oh, you were talking about him as a player.
I'm talking about, all the way back.
Okay.
I'm going all the way back. It was a personal teardown every time it was on TV. Like, you and I take personal shots at each other, and they stuck me with Nick. It's going to be a minute before I start taking personal swings at Nick. I'm not just going to start throwing haymakers at Nick in his personal life before when we start doing shows on the air together. And I always thought that was wrong with J.J. Redick, and now here, you just act like a child every step of the way, and for whatever reason, people like you more and more.
Should we be making a bigger deal of LeBron James at age 39 scoring 39 points?
Yes, he's still one of the top 15 players in the NBA.
We're almost bored by it.
And he's going to be turning 40 at the end of next month.
Yeah, that's it for about last night.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.